introduce my friends. We are three-fifths of the right hands and three-quarters of the boys. Let's and one Commodore, that's exactly right. So I'll start with the guy over here. I never get a chance to play music with him, and it has been such a thrill. We got together last weekend and played some a concert and a couple of private parties. None of you were invited. But that's not our fault. Private parties out in Winston-Salem. And it's a wonderful mandolin player. And then we played for the Fiddle and Bow Society, too, out there. That's right. Please welcome, originally hailing from the great bluegrass state of Connecticut, it's Jeff Foxhall. That's how I usually introduce Tom Rosum, but it works for Jeff as well. It's amazing. Playing the banjo, my banjo buddy since we met like 30 years ago. He was a teenager, and I was a little bit older than him. And now he's like 50, and I'm 39. I don't know what happened. It must have been when he moved out to Winston-Salem that things changed. He's originally from California. Wonderful banjo player. Please welcome Craig Smith, the Commodore of the banjo. And just about to sing the next song for you, from Thomasville, which I used to think was the home of the world's largest chair. I found out it was the home of the world's largest chair for a little while, but now it got beat out by quite a bit by a giant chair in Italy.
Of all places. Me and my boys are going over there and take care of it.
Please welcome the golden voice of Thomasville, Scott Huffman.
How's everybody doing? Got your sunblock on?
Yep.
Oh, good. It's like frying out there. I smell bacon. Oh, we're going to try this song that Laurie... You want to tell them about this, Laurie?
Just tell them a little bit. Hopefully the wind will die down while I'm talking, and they'll be able to hear your dulcet tones when you start singing. The lyrics to this song are a poem that was sent to me by the fellow who wrote it, a guy by the name of Wendell Berry. You can imagine my surprise when I got a letter in the mail from Wendell Berry with this poem, and he asked me if I might consider putting it to music. And even though he figured that I was probably inundated with requests like that, and I'd probably think it was a big hassle, but I certainly didn't. I'm a big fan of Wendell's, and once I got past being nervous about it, I really had fun working on it. It's a great poem, I think, about a couple of characters, Burley Coulter and Kate Helen Branch. This is Burley Coulter's song for Kate Helen Branch.